Corrine, can you hear me? Oh, I see you, Corrine, but you're muted. Oh, hang on. Let me see what I can do to help you. Can you unmute yourself on the bottom left-hand side of the screen? Did you join with computer audio, Corrine? It says you're connecting the audio. If you join with the computer audio, it should work.
Dana, are you okay? I just saw my email.
Yes, I am okay. Corrine is just having some issues with audio right now. We're chatting right now via Teams. So I've asked her to get out of the meeting and then to re-enter the meeting in hopes that that'll fix the audio issue.
Okay, and tell her to Corrine is shaking her head. Okay.
Still nothing? No.
All right, let me just pull up participants here. Corrine. There's Emily. Corrine, I've asked if you can unmute yourself, see if that helps. No. Okay.
If Corrine, are you here at the Timmins campus? Yeah?
Yes, she's at the Timmins
How
campus.
about I come upstairs and I'll go and see. I can go to her office and see what's up.
Thank you, Shannon. You're awesome.
Thank
Okay,
you.
I'll be up in your office. If she comes back on, tell her I'll be there in a sec.
Okay. Just a quick note for everyone, where if in case you're just joining now, we're just having some issues with the presenter, Corrine, and connecting to some audio. So I just really appreciate everyone's patience for the time being. Thank you to Lead and Shannon Johnston for running upstairs and assisting Corrine. We really appreciate it. So thank you, everyone. We'll just be a few more minutes.
Oh, Corrine, I think we hear you.
Can you hear? Can you hear me?
We can.
Yay!
Awesome. All right. Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. Way to go, Shannon. All right.
Oh my God.
You guys are in charge.
Tested it last week to make sure it worked.
Oh, you never know what'll happen in a week with your computer.
Oh, oh, I know.
Okay.
So well, much can happen. I'm just glad we got it all sorted out.
Okay. I'm leaving it to you guys.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Jana.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And of course, like I mentioned earlier, thank you so much to LEAD for organizing this event. We really appreciate it. We're also happy to be here. And of course, thankfully, Corrine was able to connect. Technical difficulties. What can I say? It's great when technology works, but when it doesn't, causes some headaches. So with that in mind, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Employee Connect training session. Our featured topic today is presented by none other than Corrine McEwen, the payroll specialist here at Northern College. The Employee Connect training session will provide helpful hints, insight, and information to assist you through navigating through Employee Connect. Now, before we begin the presentation, there are a couple of housekeeping items to go over. This is a little bit more informal in terms of what we're expecting for today. So if you have any questions throughout Corrine's presentation, please do not hesitate to raise your hand or leave a question in the chat box. I will be monitoring the feed to ensure all questions will be answered. And as you may have noticed while joining today's session, the training seminar is in fact recorded for future use and reference for those who were unable to attend. So with that in mind, I would like to introduce to you our speaker today, Corrine McEwen.
Hello, everybody. Can they see me okay?
I can see you, Corrine. We're just going to get you to...
Okay, yes, we sure can. Awesome. Okay, so start with sharing. To what?
Hi, Corrine, are you okay? Oh, there you go.
I
got it.
I can't see what I'm sharing or what it's supposed to be sharing the Northern College website.
Okay, you're sharing your calendar right now. It's the wrong screen. But you're very busy.
How do I change the screen? Oh, I can't believe the troubles I'm having.
All right, if you go to stop sharing right now.
Okay.
And you go to share again. How many screens do you have?
I have two, but not the one I'm looking for.
Okay, so if you go share, you should be able to see the website on the screen that you want to share.
But I don't see the screen I want to share.
Is it because it's behind your calendar?
Yes. I'm going to move it. Okay. Oh, there, you're so smart. Can everybody see the Northern?
Yes, we can see the website.
Okay. Okay, everybody, welcome, finally. So the Northern College website is the starting point to get to Employee Connect. This here you can access from any computer, whether you're at home or at the college, or on your laptop at a hotel somewhere, you can log in. You just go to the Northern College website, and under employees, you'll get all the links here that you'll need to get to. So we've got Employee Connect, we've got NorAction, Webmail will bring you right to your Outlook, so you can check your emails, and you have access to Blackboard and Citrix. And if you scroll down, under IT support, there's a video here, video tutorial for full-time employees and part-time employees. So in a pinch, you can go through those little tutorials, and it'll give you a little crash course about how to enter your time or whatever you're trying to do. So when you go to Employee Connect, this here is your login page. So you'll go into your network access, and I'm going to go in as Bugs Bunny. He's our test person. Sign in. So this is your home page. This will be the page that automatically comes up. The item in red are the items that need immediate attention. That is normally any mandatory training or any documents that are missing. Anything that you need to do will be highlighted there. And in the bottom is the bulletin board. In the bulletin board, there will be messages from payroll or from human resources. In there, they're most likely messages when the payroll deadlines are. I always put reminders in at every pay so that you, as a reminder, so you don't miss any deadlines. Okay. So the first place I want to let everybody know about is this resources tab. This resources tab has links and forms in here. And in there, there'll be all kinds of links to different forms that you need. There's the Employee Connect user manual, frequently asked questions. If you need to cancel or revise a vacation request or a sick day, or if you want to change anything that's already gone in, this is the form that you need to complete if it's already been posted and processed through Employee Connect. Then it also has the support payroll deadlines, the non-full-time payroll. The only difference between those two is the non-full-time employees are paid 2 weeks in arrears. So if pay is this Friday, I'm paying you for 2 weeks ago. So August 14th to the 27th is being paid on September 9th. So we could have a look at that here, just so you know what it looks like. You may want to print this out, put it on your wall so that you don't miss any deadlines. So this is the pay period that I just processed now. So anybody who had put hours in Employee Connect for this pay period, that they were due in Employee Connect, entered and submitted on August 29th. Your supervisors would have approved that by August 31st, and you'll be paid on September 9th. So for the rest of the year, all those dates are here. So it's a great reference to have to make sure. I know a lot of employees put in their hours every Friday. That way you're guaranteed not to miss a deadline, and you'll get paid on a regular basis. The TD1 self-serve instructions, this is just if you would like to change your TD1 basic exemption amounts. If you have another job somewhere that you're already claiming that, or if you have multiple assignments, even with the college, you're only allowed to claim that basic exemption once. So if you double claim it, you'll definitely owe taxes when you go to do your tax return at the end of in April of every year. So you may, and you can manage that yourself. So I'm going to be going and show you where you can do that. You can also add additional tax if you want. You can change that at any point. It's a self-serve item that you can go in and change that any point in time. There's also the CAT pension plan information, the website. These are all things that you have the resources for you in there. The next tab here is the profile, your profile tab. So if you click on demographics, this is where it has your name, your address, your phone number, your birth date. So if anything here changes, you can go in and actually change your address and your phone number. We always need your current contact information for emergency purposes, or even once you leave the college, we want to make sure we can get that T4 to you at the correct address. Okay, so you can update this anytime. Then we go to the great payroll tab. This is where you're going to be requesting your hours to pay and where the TD1 is and where you can view your pay stubs. So maybe we'll do the addition to pay first. So in here, this is for usually mostly used by the casual employees. So between the two orange lines, that will be your assignment. So in this case, Bugs Bunny's got a casual part-time teach from August 4th to September 1st for 3 hours per week. So this is your assignment. If you have more than one, you'll have two or three listed in there. If you've got out-of-class assistance, that'll be listed there as well. So you just click on the add button. And this is your addition to pay request. So the first thing you need to do in the addition to pay is you need to click the drop down for your assignment, because if you have more than one, you have to actually select the one that you have. A lot of casual employees will have an assignment that expired August 31st. So you're going to have to select the new one that starts September 1st. So once you click that, your rate pops up, your hours per week, and your effective dates. So in line number one, that's where you're going to start entering your hours worked. We need it on a daily basis, and we need to know your start and end time. So on the date here, you'll click on the date, and a calendar will pop up. So you will just click the date that you worked. I'll pick September 1st, and I'll say 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's my 3-hour assignment. I'll put 3, and then you can save that. You'll get a green message saying save successfully. If there was an issue, you'd get a red message. If I had put 4 hours in there, I'd get a red message because it exceeds the number of hours number of hours assigned to your assignment. Okay, so let's say I put 1 hour here and I want to do my second day. You just add a line, copy previous. This add a line, copy previous will repeat whatever is in entry number one into entry number two. It'll go right to the next date. If you want to put another date, if it's incorrect, you just change the date to September 3rd. Then you enter, if your times are different, you will change that. And then you want to put the number of hours, 3 again. So it should beep at me. I'm hoping it'll beep. So you click save. Yeah, it's greater than my assignment. See, the September 3rd is beyond my assignment, so it's not good. So I'm just going to remove this line. So if I scroll at the top, the total hours that I've entered are 3 hours. For $240.86. Click the back button, and it shows here the progress of the entries that you're entering. So it'll show pending employee, which means I haven't submitted it to my supervisor yet for approval. So it shows that I put 3 hours in. So if I want, let's say, 2 days later to enter another date, you can go into this view and enter another day for that one submission. But in my case, I only work the once a week. So once I'm okay with this, you check off this payment request is complete, ready for approval. So you just check that off and it'll automatically save. Saved successfully. A lot of people try to click the save button again and it gives you an error message. But if you go back, you will see now that you're pending the status of your request is now pending recommendation. So this will go to your supervisor and get approved overnight. Okay. So let's look at the TD1. So the TD1 here is you can, if you're not claiming any basic personal amount, that over here in the gray area, that's your standard amounts. So it's telling me that I'm not standard because I've got zero in here. So that's telling me that I've gone in or I've submitted a TD1 with my assignment saying, I don't want to claim it. I have another job. I'm already claiming it, or whatever your personal situation is. And what that means is you'll be taxed on every dollar that you earn with the college. Okay. And if you want to change this, you can change it. There's all these different options that you have that you can claim. So this is the employee's responsibility to complete this and to keep it maintained. Every calendar year, these standard basic exemptions change. So every January or December, I will send out a reminder saying, please review your TD1 settings just to make sure it's any changes. Because at the beginning of every calendar year, everybody rolls over to the new amount. And so if you want not to claim it, you have to actually go in here and do that. Okay. If you want additional tax, we click the add tax button. And if you want, let's say $20 per pay and on a casual assignment, you need to confirm that that information is correct and complete, and then save tax change. So now this additional tax to be deducted each pay is set at $20 on my casual part-time. So you can do this if you have a support assignment and a teach assignment. You can do this on each assignment. You can make it the same, or you can just do one on one your full-time assignment. This is all up to each individual, depending on your tax situation. Okay. And then deposits and checks. This here will show all your pay stubs. So after you get, after I process the payroll, you would have all gotten an email from payroll saying that your pay has been processed, your notification is uploaded, and it's ready to view. So when you go into payroll deposits, you'll see, click on the view button, and that'll show your payroll. It'll show how many hours you were paid, at what rate, what tax, CPP, EI, union dues, pension plan. It'll show all the deductions and your net pay. It's unfortunate I don't have one here, but it also will, it come when you view it, you can print it. You print, you click on the box that says print statement, and it'll come up in a PDF format, and then you can either print that, save it somewhere else, or email it to yourself. And also, when you view your pay stub, error message, okay. When you click on your pay stub, you'll also have a box called employment verification. At any point during your employment, as long as you have an active assignment, it will tell you that you're employed, effective start date, and what you're earning and what your position is. And you can just print that off and provide that to either a bank, or if you're applying for a loan or a mortgage, whatever, you can use that directly from here. If for some reason you have a weird situation and you need a manual letter done, we can absolutely do that for you. So this is going quick. No questions. Anybody? Everybody's good?
So far, it seems everyone's good.
And the next tab that I wanted to talk about is this folder tab. Under the folder is where all your T4s will be. Or if you have any evaluations, everything will come in this folder. So you can, at T4 time, I usually send an email saying that they are available. You go into here, you click view, and you can print them off. So all the years should be loaded. As long as you've been here at the college, you should have every T4 uploaded under this folder. Okay, and now we're going to go up to absences. Absences is if you're away either on vacation or you're sick or you have a bereavement leave. And so what the college needs to know when you're not at work. Obviously, when you're not at work, you call your supervisor, you let them know, but as well as you need to do a request. So it's a leave request. So you're going to go through and click all these leave requests here. And these are the type of requests. So depending on your position, you will figure out what you need. So if you're part-time support and you want to take a bereavement leave, you put that in there. All these leaves are not necessarily paid leaves, so you'll have to be aware of that. And if it is a paid leave, then there'll be a message saying that you need to enter your addition to pay, because they do not speak to each other. So an absence does not automatically deduct from an addition to pay. Okay, so let's say we have a sick day. We're going to say add. And here's the sick day. You're going to put in the first day you were sick. So let's say it was sick September 1st. Number of hours, because I usually teach 3 hours and I was sick. I'm going to put 3 hours that I missed. So I'm going to just say the flu. And I was sick all day, morning or afternoon. I'm going to say afternoon because I usually teach at night. And if it was more than one day, you would click on this and then you can manage the more than one day. Let me show that to you just so you can see that. So I'm going to say I'm sick for 6 hours more than one day. So we click that off and it shows this table in yellow. So on the first, I was sick for 3 hours. And then on the second, I was sick for 3 hours. But what if I wasn't sick on the second and it should be the third? So you can always change it to the third and put 3 hours. Or let's say I was sick on the first for only 1 hour, but I was sick on the second for three, and I was sick on the third. For 2 hours. Okay, so that'll add up to your six. Okay, so you click save. This might not save because my assignment is to the third, but oh, leave requested, add successfully. Okay, if I'm just trying to think of this example, bereavement, let's see if that'll give us a message. Okay. If this is a paid leave, because some of the collective agreements, you qualify for paid bereavement leave according to the collective agreement. So you just need to know whether you get paid or not. So if it is a paid leave, in order to be paid, please be sure to add the hours you were scheduled to work to your addition to pay request. Okay, so you'll enter your bereavement leave, you'll enter the date. Say I was there the start time. I usually teach from 5 till 8 p.m. and I was at a funeral that night for my uncle. So 3 and funeral for uncle. So you put that in there. Absent just the afternoon and click save. Oh, job required. Oh, it's not accepting it. Okay. But that's all right. Hopefully you understand what what that means. If you have any issues whatsoever, you just call either me and in payroll, and especially with absences, Allison can help out with the absences. The other tab under absences that you need to keep an eye on is your bank summary. So in here, you have your accumulated overtime hours, your current year vacation, next year's vacation, and your sick credits. So this area here in yellow is the bank balance. That's what you have available to book vacation, be sick, or use your accumulated overtime. Okay, so it always starts with a beginning balance less the time earned and time taken. That means that 31 minus 11 is this 20.5. Okay, so it all adds up. So this is how you know, okay, I want to use my current year's vacation before I start using next year's. Or if I'm sick, I know I only have 5 hours available to take sick time. Okay. And to earn / bank request, this is where you would bank your time. So you select, you want to add, you say, I work. It's probably not available because this CASPS, they can't. He's a teach assignment. He can't bank time, but that's how you would do it. You just click add and do like all the other requests, your start time, end time. I know a lot of employees have issues with, let's say they come in early, then they work through their lunch and they stay late. You can put just one entry. I worked an hour for my lunch, half hour before work, half hour after work. So that's 2 hours. So you could put 2 hours and you put 7:30 to 4:30. And then your explanation saying came in early, worked through lunch and left late. So you can just put as much as possible, because if for some reason it doesn't make sense to me when I'm going through and I calculate the overtime. So if you've worked 2 hours, you get 3 hours of accumulated overtime because it's at time and a half. So when I go to convert that the next day, if it's not clear to me how you did that 2 hours, you'll be getting a call from me and having to listen to my lovely voice. Okay, so anything else? Anybody have any questions? I don't know if I zoomed through too quickly.
You did wonderful, Corinne. And I'm just monitoring the chat here. And so far, there are no questions. But just an FYI, we love listening to your voice. We love calling you up with questions.
Yeah. Okay, so there's one coming, Anna Savinsky. If you know of a medical appointment out of town, do you enter that before the date? You can do that, definitely. But if there's a good chance it's going to be changed or canceled, then you're going to have to do it on a manual form. So if you're planning to go away and you have this appointment, there's 99% chance that it's happening. Go ahead and put it in. I know now, right now, it wouldn't be a good time to book ahead, only because we haven't converted the leaves yet or the vacation or sick time, because that happens September 1st. But once Allison does that, I think today or tomorrow, everything will be good. Anybody else? I'm sure you've got questions out there because you all call me all the time. Come on, guys. Okay.
Well, in the meantime,
Jamie, you've got a question.
Well, actually, I was just going to say, in the meantime, maybe while someone's typing a question in the chat box, I just wanted to give you a big shout out and a thank you. I know you were having some technical difficulties earlier, which causes a little bit of frustration, but always manage to keep your cool, Corinne. You are wonderful, and thank you so much. You're the best. I do see MJ has a question in the chat. Are we compensated for last Thursday's PLD? If so, how would we enter it?
What is the PLD? Is that...
Corinne, that was the Professional Learning Development Day.
Okay.
I believe, it was a faculty or full-time, or it's part of what they do.
It depends on it depends on your assignment, Jamie. If you have, is this the nursing, the clinical training? And if it was, there's, you would have on your additions to pay on this screen, you would have one that says orientation. But if, oh, you were in the social work program. Okay, so we'll do this right now. Good question. So we're going to click add on the additions to pay. And instead of completing this top portion, you go directly to line number one and click on the pay type here. And there it is, meeting time. So I think you were allowed 2 hours on August 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. So you'll just put that in here and we'll pick August 30th. And it was 5 till 7, if I remember correctly. Because there's so many orientation programs, I'm never sure which one you guys are talking about. So it automatically populates the rate of a meeting time, and then you save that and save successfully. So when you go back, you'll see under pending employee, August 31st, meeting for 2 hours, 5 to 7 p.m. Okay, and that will automatically go to your dean or your supervisor, and that'll get approved.
Wonderful. Awesome, Corinne. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions? I've also, just in the chat box here, I've also left Corinne's contact information. I realize sometimes there may be a little bit more private of questions that you'd like to have one-on-one with Corinne. So please, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm speaking on behalf of Corinne here by saying we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, well, I guess that's it. If there's no other questions, I would love to see everybody's face. So feel free to call me, FaceTime me, MS Teams. This Zoom doesn't always work on my computer, but hopefully it's fixed for now. Thank you very much, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.